This is how this nation has shaped the mind. So you get them little damn twisted Joe Knuckle books. I said again. You get them little damn twisted Joe Knuckle books that twist their damn minds. They can't differentiate between what is right and wrong. I will. They don't know what's a reality, what's superficial, what's a caricature. They don't know it. I said, they should never read that. Everything should be in the reality sense. And I said, above all things, they should read. Read. And the reading, all of your senses are developed. I don't care whether it's scientific, mathematical. That's all math is. It's a form of science. It calls you to evaluate. It calls you to dissect. It calls you to analyze. Is not that all a part of the science and mathematical? That's what numbers are for, to analyze. A process, a formula. How do you get electricity? There's a process of analytical process that produces electricity. And one learns how to read, they can read anything and comprehend the depths of it. There are men that cannot even nail a hammer with a nail. But they're very prolific in reading. They can read a book. They tell you exactly how to cut. No. Cut that piece of lumber this way and they can build a house. They can wire. They can do it all. You understand. And so that's what the enemy has taken from Israel, the ability to study. And we don't like studying. We don't like to study. We study the funnies. We study the dollar store. The sales store. You get it in, you look at everything. Don't have the money to buy everything. We study that. When it comes to the most essential thing in life, we have no time to study. Nothing. Come on, Israel. No time. We can kid ourselves. We got to get real. Got time for everything, but yeah. Time to study everything. Time for a fictitious book. You should never read a fictitious book. And so that's what this whore has done. She's hidden her lies through what she called fictitious. But many times the fictitious, some of the true stories of her ways and her attitudes and her death and her corruption. Hallelujah. And so this woman, as the older woman said to her, this liberty, this woman that raises her arms. Come on, she said, come on, honey. Come on. That's what you do when someone's coming. Come on. She raises her arm and said, come on. Let's make some babies. And the daughters of her shores, did you all see that little picture in the paper of the day that, who were they? The Maui, the family whereby the young thug of a fool killed the daughter. And yet the little whore, instead of them teaching her, let me tell you something, Israel. You won't get upset with me. You better get upset with Yah, but Yah's going to visit the sins, the iniquities down to the third and fourth generation. You can think what you want to. You can get pissed off at me, get angry, it makes no difference at all, but that's Yah. Instead of saying, you are a little whore. You come in with this whoredom in my home. Get out. You don't want to do that. You want to preserve the whoredom. You want to preserve it. That's the way we are. Get out. Get out, whore. And so this fool comes and killed the little girl. How old? What was she? 18, 19? Looks so filthy. Him sitting there beside her in the bed. You know, that was so filthy. I would have been ashamed to allow them to put that in the paper. I would have. Yeah, I would have this little wicked, little corrupt thing. Little devilish looking thing. And she's sitting up there looking like a hoe. A little dog that she was. Come on, Israel. This is Yah's hand. This is Yah. He's visiting their sin down to the third and the fourth generation. But what are they going to tell that child? Your daddy killed your mama? He got life in prison? That's why, daughters, you keep yourself clean. You don't go out for some kind of experience of whoredom. There's nothing to it. Young man, you go out a 2 or 3 minute little experience. Nothing. You lose the ability to understand the power of love. That's what has happened with many men today and many women. They've gone out and done that thing before. It was time. Daughters, keep yourself pure. Clean. Pressure by what the world is doing. That's what her images, she sent out images. That's what Babel does. Close your mind and become the habitation of every unclean thing. You see these damn pictures, these naked whores, and then you began to gravitate to that. Your mind goes to that, and you begin to think on that level. You better get that treasure out. Your mind is becoming, that's where the seed is in our soul, is becoming the stronghold of every unclean thing. There's only one thing, and that is that is what liberates your mind. That is Torah. And Torah what liberates you, daughter. Torah is what liberates you, man. And you don't have to be in no emotion of funk either. You're in emotion of funk because there's a seed sown. It's a strange thing. It is none of the Torah of Yah. You don't have to vacillate up and down. It's some kind of emotional funk. You can be strong in the might of the power of the Torah dwell richly in you, man. Come on, rise up in the strength of Yahshua. I ain't taking nothing back. These false images speak lies to your mind. And what a wife or husband is like? No, it isn't, daughters. He's got to have the strength of you. I don't care if he dressed like a slick daddy. That means nothing. He's not. That means nothing. I don't care if he makes $200,000. It means nothing. Nothing. He must have a head. And that head must be Yahshua. Without that, he's not even a boy. I don't care who he is. Hallelujah. Come on, say hallelujah. And preacher, feel like preaching a little bit. All right. Hallelujah. And so one that walks not, and that zerah that was sown, was it not one when Shavah with Shaltan, was it not one to defy the Torah, a Shekha, the spirit of lie? Isn't that what the spirit of Shekha is? It's one to totally remove one's conscience and thoughts away from the Torah of Yah. And through that, that seed was sown in her, and it began a tremendous diabolical process to break down even the very internalizing of the mind of man, and the seed had to go from that. Anytime a seed is sown, it's going to bring something up. In a time, Yisrael, someone can come to you with words, and that's what words are, the seeds, and sow something to you, it's going to bring something up. It may lie dormant for a while, honey. Come on, man. But all of a sudden, it's going to come up. Well, you know, Brother Chris is this way and that way. Well, brother, well, he's all right by me. And then all of a sudden, Brother Chris does something that you interpret, or it is translated that way, and then that word comes alive in you. Did not Yah write his Torah in Israel? So we hear the message of the power of HaMashiach. Does not the Torah come alive in us? And that is what the Zira is, the seed. The seed is always incubated in the mind. It is always looking for a woman. It must have a woman. It must have a woman in order for it to germinate. And so the seed is sort of, there's a woman there that is going to produce. That's what y'all tell us. Come on, brothers, quit you like men. Let us fight the fight of Yah. Hallelujah. Let us quit you like men and fight the battle of Yah. You stop acting like men. Trust in Yah. For Yahweh is the one that fights our battle. Come on, Israel. We're set for a defense. We're set for a defense. To guard Tizayan. What is Tizayan? Well, the daughters of Zion, they are the representation of Tizayan. Hallelujah. That's why, husband, you ought to want to be around your wife. Be at home with her. You don't do nothing but sit there. Come on. What? Just sit there. Talk. You don't have to talk. Hallelujah. What do you do? Just look at her every now and then. Hallelujah. Are we not the wife of Yahshua? Well, he likes looking at us too. Hallelujah. I'm glad he does. I'm glad he looks down on me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So this Ruach, this spirit of Shekha, this one of lie, it is a spirit or the mind whereby the seed is not sown in truth. And we know that the mind that is one of truth, it brings forth the excellence of Yah. Do you all hear me? It all begins as we see the nature of Bavel, that she has become this holding place of everything that is vile and wicked, and she has become the holding place of every shone, hateful bird, Aban, a bird or the spirit that hates Yah. She has become the holding place. That's what Bavel is. That's what it says in your book. Now, you may not understand the process of it, but you got each word in the book. Every word that Yah speaks, is it pure? So you got to have comprehension of every word. Not just that one verse I could preach on for days, you understand? But to establish some form of understanding in us, we proceed. That you may gravitate back to this. That you may go back and revisit it. Don't forget about it today, but go back and revisit it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is a generation, and any time you have a spirit that produces harlots, then you have one that produces whores. That's what a harlot is. And that's what Bavel is. She is the mother of harlots and all abomination.
If there's one that saw precisely that spirit in her and revealed unto Israel for this time, it was Yochanan or Jacob in James 4:4. Look what he says. He warns us against this Israel. Jacob. James chapter 4 verse 4. He says, you adulterous and adulteress. He says, yada. Do you not know that the friendship of the Ra'ah of the world is Oban or enmity with Yah? Do you all know that? Do you all know that? No, we don't yada that. We read that. If you know that, if you know that drinking cyanide is going to kill you, just one billionth of a centigram will kill you, you're going to still touch that? We do it all the time. Oh, we know what scripture says that we don't know. He says, you're an adulteress. And that's what Shatan brought forth, this adulterous spirit. Whereby the woman was not even faithful to her husband. She was not even faithful to Abba. He says, you adulterous and adulteress. Do you not, yada, understand? You don't perceive that to be involved, a part, your life pattern and fashion like the world. Don't you know that that is enmity against God? Yeah, we read that and you know because I read it. But we don't know that. We do not, yada. We do not, yada. He said, you adulterous and you adulteress. You don't even know that the friendship. Well, that's my mama. She is wicked. She is worldly. My son, you speak nothing but Torah. They're wicked. Don't you know the friendship, the gravitation, the amusing? Don't you know that that is enmity? Don't you know that that is the spirit of Shatan? Yah said, I will put enmity between the Zira of my elect and the Zira of Shatan. Don't you know that the friendship, the Re'ah, the collaboration, the tenderness, or the being assumed, consumed by them? Don't you know that is enmity against Yah?
Oh, you don't say loud on that one, huh? Because you really don't know. You really don't know. He said, whosoever therefore will be a Re'ah of the world. He says, you are an Oyeb, an enemy of Yah. That's what he said. Did he not define on the Shatan he was an enemy? He put enmity between his Zira and the Zira. Don't you know that the friend of the world, you are an enemy of? That's what he said. That was from the beginning. This is not Yaakov's word. This is Yah. Don't you know that you be a Re'ah, a friend of the world? You're an enemy of Yah when you embrace the world, you embrace their ways, you embrace their attitude, you embrace their folly, you embrace their identity. Come on, Yisrael. That's why you must come out of this whore. You must come out of her and be ye separate. You must come out of her in every fashion, the way you dress, the way you talk, the way you act. Come out of her. Don't be inspired by her, nothing at all, because everything she inspires, it is from the guts of hell. All of her fashion, her dressing, her clothes, her attitude, and we have been birthed in that, and we just don't know how to get free. And the reason we don't know how to get free, because we do not honor the Torah, the truth of Yah. Once we began to honor the Torah of Yah, have a great delight in the Torah of Yah, we began to find the liberty of Yah. So anyone that is friends of the world, it's because you are an adulteress. You're not faithful even to the world. You're not even a decent hypocrite. You're not even a decent hypocrite. He says, you're adulterous. An adulteress. He used the word yada. Can you not perceive? Do you not understand? Do you not realize? Is it not internalized in you? Yada, you not that the Re'ah, the friendship, the companionship of the world is enmity Oban against Yah. When the world makes you smile and makes you happy and so glad, and say, this is my natural sister calling. Oh, I love those sweet potatoes. Can I have some more? I said, no. I said, no. I got to see what we have.
Well, do you feel like talking? I say, no, I really don't feel like talking. She understood what I was saying. I don't want her friendship. She despised my Abba. I don't want her fellowship. Period. I understand the physical handicaps of that natural brother. But there's nothing in his mind is going to receive the Torah delight. I don't want their fellowship. I don't want their friendship. My aunt said to me, can I bring all the little ones? I said, no, you call me first. I'm not going to allow them to come and spill their filth and their wickedness on these grounds. I will not. You understand this man of Yah. I don't give a knicker's worth of dog's poop what they say. Will I ever see one again? It makes me no difference. Do you not, Yada? When there is an infatuation with the wicked sister, that there's enmity, the seed of enmity is in you, you against Yah? Do you not know that, Israel? Are you an adulteress and an adulteress? It is your own wickedness that blinds you. We love to do things under the cover of our own darkness, our own wickedness, but that's all right. What's done in the darkness is going to be exposed to the light. It's going to be hailed from the housetop. That's what you lack. Hallelujah. As Granny said, we like to do things in our little sneaky ways, thinking no one knows. And we don't realize that Yah sees and say, I know that's enmity. And say you love me, but you're a liar. Do we not understand? The reason we don't understand that, because we're adulterous. What comes out of Babel? Is she not the mother of all harlots? Is she not the mother of all harlots? So Yaakov addressed them as adulterous and adulteress. You are of your motherly distinction, because out of Babel come this Shone, every kind of hateful bird, every kind of thing that fly in the night, you buy it. We'll fly by night. As I was growing up, we would use the term, don't be a fly by night. You're in one moment, you're up on the things, in the moment, in the next thing, you're another fly by night. You come and go. And that's what these birds, that's why the word, this metaphor of birds, it is something that fly. Our minds are always allowing things to fly in and out of our minds, if we must use that expression. Come on, Israel. You can be altered or change your concept 5-6 different ways. Someone can say something so convincing you believe it. Someone will say something that's told you could believe that. Someone will say something that's kind of balanced that you say, well, okay. And then you don't even know which way to go. It is one thing that is so absolute that even the sun is not as absolute as that. And that's the Torah, the word of Yah. It is absolute. Nothing has changed. Not from the Brits of the covenant of Moshe, Abraham, unto the Brit Hadas of Yeshua, nothing. It is so absolute that nothing, and all of the vile pretense and the actions of men, they have never been able to alter it. Because it's the power that they alters and change the life of all men. If one can yada, can comprehend the depth and understand the significance of what Yah says. Reason we don't know Yah, because we have enmity. We have Shonei. And Israel, we got to get that corrupt thing out. How do you get it? You got to begin to sow the seed. You got to begin to sow the Zerah of the Torah. That regardless to whom it is, you will stand for Yah. You will defend Yah. If it's daddy, mama, brother, son, sister, whomever, you will defend Yah regardless to who it is. And you can see the putrefied stench upon them that have defied the Torah of Yah, and they are enmity, or they hate the instructions of Yah. The seed of the wicked one is only identified that way because there is such a close proximity, or they can look so nice and so sweet. Oh, I believe that. But yet there is an enmity against the Zira, the seed of Israel. It's against the Torah. They despise the Torah. Well, honey, I know you keep your Sabbath, but honey, I keep mine. Oh, we ain't gonna fall out about that. Oh, yes, we are. I'm not going to agree with a liar, because I'm agreeing with Shaitan. Well, that's the way you believe. No, that's the way the Torah teaches. Well, honey, I've been keeping this for so many years that it's still wrong. It doesn't make it right. These dogs started ripping off the folks that have been doing it all the years, and they're still wrong. And they're still robbing the folks. And they're still stealing from the people. They're dogs. They can't have enough. They're greedy dogs. And they will always oppress the hireling. This is so even the land of America. Mainly, the owners kept back the price of the wage to their own hurt. That's why this wicked nation is hurting. Why is there a minimum wage, but no maximum wage? How is it that a CEO can make $400 million and a little man can't make nothing but $7.15 an hour? These wicked children of hell. How is it that there's a minimum wage, but no maximum? Why? Don't you see the distortion of that damnable system? I was saying to my wife, this Madoff, the folks that lost $100 million, $40 million, I do not feel sorry for the one of them because they were greedy dogs. You have $100 million, you tell me that's not enough. What do you want to do? You greedy child of hell. I have no sympathy. I have sympathy with a little poor woman out there with 3-4 babies. Out of wedlock. No husband, no man, no one is going to be a protector. Trying to get to work. It's going to get cold next week. Snowing in Chicago, New York. The weather is inclement. She's trying to get to work. Tennis shoes on her feet. Froze. And these fat, rich dogs robbed from her table and oppress her baby. They're hell with every one of them. And damn this nation here. Damn it. Let it be damned. You say it that way. Let Mr. Bummer bring it on down to the gutters of hell. Hallelujah. This misfit, just like Bush, they both misfits. Liars. And they are powerful. Their lies are so powerful that folks just cry when they see him. This fat bull dagger Jezebel called Oprah, she's looking at a mansion near him, $50 million. This fat Jezebel slut of a dog. That's what she is, a hog, a butch bulldagger. Hallelujah. This infinity, this infatuation, she likes women. Her best friend left her husband, Gail, to be with her. She will not answer the question whether she's a butch dagger. That's what that whore word does to people. That's why it turns your daughters into whores. And sluts and dogs, and you let them watch that damn trash. They've taken over what we call the internet. You can't even turn the thing on without some naked slut whore there. And so they're hoodwinking the people. They're taking control of everything. They project these images. That's what Babel, she's the mother of harlots and all abominations. Everything that comes from her is filthy. And you wonder why your little 6-7-year-old's acting like a fruitcake, fruit top? You set him 6 hours in front of that damnable thing, and you lay on your lazy pop side woman, and man, you sit back and eat like a grotesque dog, and watch it all day. What do you expect? Yeah. Hallelujah. Makes no difference. I have a friend in Yeshua. He is my friend. And I know that he is my friend. Yisrael, we must know the enemy of Yah. There's an enmity, there's a hatred of the Torah of Yah. Shotan did not come to Shavah and said, I hate that Torah of Yah. He soothed her, just like they soothe you. Hey, mama, just think about you. You're a whore. You're an adulteress and an adulteress. You don't, yeah, well, mama, I got to go. I didn't call for that. I know you didn't, Jezebel. I said when I was in Baltimore, beautiful group of people, I said if I had a daughter that was a Jezebel, I didn't care who it struck in the heart. There is no way a little whore's daughter of mine could have felt she could not come and hug my neck. I will not kiss her as a daddy because she will not be mine. You're not my daughter. You go, Jezebel. Come on, say hallelujah. That's what you go from me. Because there's enmity in your heart against the Torah of Yah and me. And there's an equal enmity in me against that what's in you. And even you. And I will bruise your head with my heel. Go, Jezebel. Because you're weak and you're cowardly. And you don't even give a damn about them, because if you did, you would tell. It is the truth that makes one free. Oh, I love you too. No, I don't love you, little whore. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Love you, mama. Enmity against Yah, friendship of the world. It is to be an enemy of Almighty Yah. Well, Pastor Robert, I just don't see it that way. That there's this kind of shonye or this hatred. I don't believe Yah does that. Listen what it says here in Tehillim, in Psalms. Psalms 11. Hallelujah. Psalms 11:5. This is what David, man after the love of Yah, he utters this to Israel. He says that Yah, he bokhan. He scrutinizes, he examines. Psalms 11:5. For Yah tries, bokhan. He tries the tzaddik, the righteous. He said, but the rasha, the wicked, and him that loves Hamas, violence, those that love to oppress this nation. I know that there's a group in the land we call Palestine called Hamas. They are being oppressed by the Zionists. They are being oppressed by the liars, the deceivers called the Zionists. They are not an elect tribe of Yehuda there, because the tribes of Israel make up the Hebrew nation. And there are 12 sons of Yaakov. So it's not just one tribe of Yehuda. There are 12 sons. There was a family other day that came. You all may have watched them. Let me take them around a little bit. They live up the street here. And at one time we would use the man's land. We planted sweet potatoes there 1 year. When you go up Miller Roads toward Kirkley, that house on the right with that big field there, that's where she was from. And so her English was broken, but the son, his English was impeccable. And her father-in-law that was with her, we want to come and look. I say, well, that's not how you come. But when I noticed the way they were dressed, I could sense upon her and the little daughter, really, that's the first time I've dealt with children of that degree, that they were not rowdy and stupid and ignorant and touching and grabbing. They were very composed children. So she will ask me a question. You believe in pants? I said, no, only the men around. He said, okay. But do the women in the tabernacle, do they? I said, oh, yes. Oh, no, what about television? Oh, we don't have them here. Oh, dear. You go to the doctors here. She was probing me, trying me with questions. So she was asking her questions. And I said to her, and I took them in the office because I wanted to show them some things in scripture. I could sense a sincere desire in them. When I finished with them, I said, you tell your pastor. She said, what about, when is the Shabbat? What day? And so I explained to her what the Shabbat, I said, here's the calendar. There's the first day. This is it. Oh, yes. So I said to her, you tell your pastor. I gave the elderly man 2 cards. I said, you tell him to call me and come visit me. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I will do that. It is one thing that those that do thirst and hunger for Siddiq are the righteousness of Yah. He will reveal that unto them. That was no coincidence that they come. It's no coincidence that their children, their behavior was just beautiful the way they behaved. Because most of the time they're cruddy and ruddy and hellish. You'll understand. They have no discipline at all. It was no coincidence that they came down here, because I said, look, I'll take time for you all. And I could tell immediately when the children got out of the truck, what kind of spirit they had. I said, ah, that's all right. I like that much. And so I came here in the tabernacle and I showed them, and they were so blessed. And I began to sing my song and began to dance. You understand, Israel? Exactly what I began to do. No pretense. That is simply this man here. To convey unto them that the Abba, yeah, he is real. And there is a joyfulness in me because there's a visitation of the power of his truth, Yeshua, that caused Israel to delight and to rejoice, Israel. And yeah, he despised, he shone the wicked. He tries the righteous, the Sadiq. But the Rasha, the wicked, and him that loves Hamas, violence, oppression, that are cruel, the injustice, he said his nefesh, his soul, hates, he sonei. Is that what he says? Is that what he says? Is that what this whore teaches the people, that he hates the sin and not the sinner? He hates them. Yaakov was the elect, the younger. And the eldest one shall serve the oldest one. You understand, that was the plan of Yah. Folks say, well, he lied. No, that was Yah's plan. He intended for Esau to sell Yaakov his birthright. He intended for that. He loved Yaakov, did he not? Did he hate Esau? Did he hate Esau? I ask you another question. Does Yah change? Is he the same today, yesterday, and evermore? Is the word of Yah, Yahshua, is the same? He hates. So what he does, Yisrael, he tries you. He scrutinizes you. That's what he does. He bahan. He scrutinizes, he tries, he tests you, he proves you to see whether you have Yah, whether you love him. But the wicked, the souls he hates. So if he did not, if there was not enmity between the Zira of Yah and the Zira of darkness, then he would say, well, the wicked, I love them just like the Siddiq. But that's not so, Yisrael. That's not so. Why would he visit the curse upon the children down to the third and fourth generation? That's what he says. He said, all right, Yisrael, don't establish your idols and your gods and forget my Shabbat. He said, because I will curse your generation, your children, down to the third and the fourth generation. And so you curse your children because of your violence down to the third, fourth generation. It is just a continuous flow of a curse upon a people. So that's why you find those that are without the knowledge of Yah, they're so estranged from Yah, and they will never come to Yah. Because there's a curse. There's some reason we want to gravitate him or reduce him down to this emotional feeling, that as our minds have been trained by this whore, and Hollywood has trained our minds. It has trained the young daughters what love is. Shake that booty butt and do the pop, 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 pop. See, we think that is arousing. We think that's what love and beauty is. That's not it. He beautifies the meek. He beautifies the meek. You meek daughters are without fight against the word of Yah, against the Torah of Yah, with salvation, Yeshua. He makes your beauty. Not some Paris whore. Not some Ginny loping dog. Come on, Israel. There's a... two brothers down there in Texas. They call themselves the two witnesses. And someone called me the other day and said, Pastor Roberts, I found your site because we found you all because of the two witness ministry in Texas. As a matter of fact, one of the brothers sent a $500 offering here. And so they have on their sites links that deals with the end time, and they have like Alex Jones and that kind of stuff. And then they have a little list of those that speak out or identify Babel or Babylon and knows the Zira. And so they have one or two little ministers, and then they have Yahweh sword. So I went there the other day because the sister told me to see. I said, so that's where it's from. And so they have the one that identifies and speak against Babel. And show the people of Israel how to walk in the light. Babel must be identified. There cannot be this affection for this nation. We are birth or begotten of Yah for the city of Jerusalem. That is our dwelling place. We are pilgrims. We are journeying on this sojourn. We have no certain dwelling place. We look for the city whose builder and maker is Yah. That's what we look for. This is not our home, Yisrael. This is not even a temporary place of just rest. You can't even rest in this nation. It is wicked. Everything you do is wicked. Everything they do is wicked. Everything is out of this nation is of harlotry. Everything is unclean. Everything is seductive. Everything. Well, you can't criticize if you don't vote and things like that. To hell with you, man. I pay taxes and criticize anything I want to. If you don't vote, you can't say, nah, in hell with you, I pay taxes. Whether you vote or not, you're going to do that. So tell me what I can't say. Hallelujah. Anti-America, I am. I am. I'm pro-Yah. Nothing but pro-Yah. Anti-Africa, anti-Ireland, anti-Germany. Pro-Yah. Pro-Israel. Yes. Anti-white, anti-black, pro-Israelite. Israeli. That's what I am. Not the Zionists that these false perpetrators in the land we call Israel, liars and thieves and murderers, and they call Hamas murderers, and they're the murderers. Oppressed people suppress their babies and cause their babies to not to mature their minds, deficiency of food. That is Hamas. It is an oppressive, violent, wicked system. And this whore in America called Christianity, she says that these are Yah's people, lies from hell. They oppose the Torah. They reject Yahshua HaMashiach. Where blindness has happened unto them in part, they are not blind. They are the seed of hell. Just like Yahshua said, you have your father, the devil. Hallelujah. I don't take that back. Well, you said nobody dares of Israel. Well, sure, they are the zira of Israel in that land. On both sides, in Palestine and in what they call Jerusalem. Sure it is. Just like the sea when Mr. Bush dropped the bombs on their baby. The only thing that was precious to Israel in Iraq was precious in the sight of Yah is the death of his Kirosham, the elect of Yah. So when Mr. Bush fried the babies of those mothers in Iraq over a damn lie, she is the Shekah, the father of lies. Just like Mr. Bush lied, said they had weapons of mass destruction. He's a damn liar. They had nothing. He fried their babies. Don't you see the zira, the seed of Shaitan, flown out of this hole? He fried their babies and he killed their babies. He killed the babies. He burned the babies. He orphaned babies, put them in orphans. He fried them out. He's a dog of hell. He has no conscience. It doesn't trouble him. There are 40, 50,000 young men and women back crippled. Their minds, the battle of the scars of their minds, they're just twisting. This damn dog will go to Texas, a pig out of hell. He will purchase him a $10, $15 million house, country club. He will have Learjets to fly him in and out. He'll make just like this fat, adulterous dog called the Clintonians. He'll make in about 10 years, $100, $200 million. He was a liar. They birthed a lie, didn't they? They birthed a lie in this nation. That's what a Shekhah. They are liars. They birth lies. Shaitan, he is the father of this nation. Of America. Well, I don't believe that. Was she not established by lying and stealing and killing? Sure she was. What Yah did, he said, you all just obey me, Israel. I drive the folks out. Folks, to see the power of the statues you have. They say, man, let's get out of the way of these folks. Well, I tell you what, y'all can have that. I'm going by. You don't have to worry about us. Come on, Israel. Hallelujah. This enmity, it's vital for us to understand who's on Yah's side. Shaul speaks and he utters profoundly as he speaks to the elect there in Rome, Romea. It says in Romea chapter 8. Hallelujah. You must understand that before the death proceeded in Shavah, her mind was given over unto enmity against Yah. That's why she said, let us hide ourselves. That's why Adam tried to hide himself. Romans, Romea chapter 8, verse 7. Listen to this, verse 6. Romans 8, 6, Romea. There's one thing about the carnal mind. You know the character of the carnal mind. It is actually in scripture is based. It has the animal instinct. That it is a brutish mind. It is a brutish mind. But it says in Romea 8:6, for the carnal mind, for to be carnal minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is chayim, life and shalom, is life and peace. He says in verse 7, because the carnal mind is enmity against Yah. Ephah. Is that what it says? It is enmity against Yah. Why? For it is not subject to the Torah of Yah. It is not subject. It is not subject. And then he emphatically seals the door, neither, without any question indeed, can never be subject unto the Torah of Yah. And that is what Shaitan creates in man. It is a mind that is not subject to the Torah. It's a mind that rejects Torah. It is a carnal mind. It is the mind of enmity. And so out of this woman, he births this mind. Is not, yes, what are pleasing me. Is not that the character of this nation? It is enmity against Torah. It hates Yah. Believe me, it hates Yah. You can see it in the practices. They don't even do just by men. They don't even do, they don't even live honorable by men. When folks are losing their jobs here in this wicked whorehouse, and CEOs are walking away, they don't call them parachutes. They call them golden parachutes. Do you understand? This world loves its own. Hallelujah. I don't care what they may think, Yah, what he does with you all. Come on, Brother J.D. Or he just simply make you all the head and not the tail. That's it. It's not that the folks give you a favor. He said, I will cause them to give you a favor. It's not of your personality, because someone else can do it even cheaper. Call around the Mexicans, they'll come out and do it cheaper. So this world, they don't even know how to do just. Their ways are so full of injustice, and they're full of injustice. Come on, Yisrael, there's only one justice. That's the Torah of Yah. They don't care about no one. They're not going to close down. Not one bit. They're not going to close down. Now, if the man dies, they may close down. The owner. They're going to close down for him. Hallelujah. It may send $50, $100, and something to eat. That's it. You see, that's what a just man will do. He will say, I'll tell you what we'll do. I'll tell you what. That's the way it was. That's why Naomi and Ruth, she said, I'll tell you what, mom-in-law. I'm going with you. Wherever you go. And Oprah says, I'll tell you what, Mom, I'm going too, but I tell you what, let me go check if there's a man on, he looks real fine. I'm going over there. I got a cousin over there, and he looks real nice. Hallelujah. Come on, Yisrael. Hallelujah. That's why we stay with Yah. So when a man has a carnal mind, this is the seed. Shaitan, everything he does in this nation, is it not carnal? Listen, are not people infatuated with carnal things? Football, basketball, baseball, NASCAR, drinking and beering and smoking and drinking and lying and shuck bucking. Is not it all carnal? And it hates, yeah, everything he does. This nation is a nation created of carnality. Everywhere you go, I mean, you even your children, they go and say, oh, what is that, mama? Let's ride that. Oh, mama, what again? I got $10. Okay, how much that? Okay, I can buy one of these. Oh, mama, that's what it does. Come on, Yisrael. It doesn't create a mind say, I want to do for Yah. I'll do for Yah. Come on, Yisrael. Hallelujah. It creates a selfish, wicked desire and promoted by worldly lust and things of the world. This world doesn't care about Yisrael. Because Yah said if it did, then Yah would be a liar. And lie by his immutability, he cannot lie. He said, I will put enmity between the seed of the wicked one and the seed of my elect. It must be. Hallelujah. He said, I hate the souls of them. Yah said he hates the souls of them. Them that love Hamas, this nation love violence. He hates Mr. Bush. Mr. Obama is going to bomb the hell out of Afghanistan. And the Afghanis are ready to fight. You see, those people have constitution. They're going to make a mark. They're going to show America. They said the Russians were tough boys, but they couldn't stand the test. Why? Can I tell you, those Afghanis, in those hills up there, it gets 10, 5 below zero. They have nothing but a shawl over their shoulder, sandals and barefooted. Now, you all remember many years ago that man that called himself the prophet, it was cold and raining, and he was barefooted. You all remember going to that place? He had been that way for 14, 15 years, never put on a pair of shoes. So if I know if a man can do it here, I said, never had on a pair of shoes. And those Afghanis, they have nothing but their conscience and purpose to fulfill. They don't need nothing soft to lay on. They lay on the earth. They just got their shawl and their weapon. And they will kill you dead. But the American boys got to have their MPs. They got a man, I'm sick, I got to take a bath. They don't worry about taking no bath. They take a little water, flash on their faces. Dirt in their nails so thick that, and even in those snow mountains, they walk that way. They said the Russians were tough, but they had a strong will, but they just could not last. And they're going to burn the boys over there, these young men and women. They're going to send the women over there to kind of protect the custom of the Afghanis. So these young, horny, wicked boys drinking the beer. They're going to pump beer in there now. They're going to make sure they get drugs in there. They're going to make sure there's plenty of drugs over there. It's the corridor of the drugs now. Coke and crack. That's where it's coming from. Opium. And they're going to ship the little dirty American whores over there so they can, instead of them raping the Afghanis, they have them, they bring them there to be hoes. They bring them in the military to be hoes. To be a hoe. They bring them in to be a hoe. So they're going to bring the whole gals there. And they'll come over. Some that had low self-esteem. And then everybody, what's up, baby? Oh, girl, you're dead. It's fine. And she's going to be around 2,000 or 3,000 men. She's going to think, oh, my, everybody love me. No, honey, they ain't loving on you. They hating on you. Yeah, that's what he said. They ain't loving on you. They hating on you, girl. That's what that is. I got my choice, and they feel like they got their choice, too. So they ain't loving on you, honey. They ain't loving on you one bit. It's just their hormones are rousing, and they are running like a freight train. That's all it is. They ain't loving on you, honey. That's it. Period. And so that's what they do. That's what this nation, that's the spirit of this nation. Come on, that's all she does. She brings in every kind of religious spirit, every kind of bird, every kind. It's all right to do that. You can do that. You can do this. You understand that Yah did not intend to have a dictatorial government. He intended to have a government whereby the shalom of Yah dwell. And when men will see the power of his strength among his children, they will say, who is this mighty one? And they will come to love Yah and serve him and obey Yah, that his house will be Ikad. Because Israel is wicked and disobedient. They don't obey Yah. Then what we find is the same spirit among men today. So when you have a carnal mind, you're not subject to the Torah. You know when your mind is carnal, when you're not subject to the Torah of Yah. When Yah tells you to greet one another with a chadosh, keso, embrace, and you don't do that, you know you're carnal, you're wicked. You're not subject to the Torah of Yah. I don't give a damn what you say. You can think you're spiritual, whatever. But that's what the Torah tells us. It teaches us how to greet. It teaches us how to honor one another and prefer another above oneself. This old carnal mind will make you have ill against every brother, every sister. Hallelujah. The scripture tells us much that lies with you. If the Torah is in you, you do talk about all men, especially Israel. Something is wrong with you when you can't do that. You don't have the Torah of Yah. You have a false illumination of a carnal mind. I don't care who you think you are. I speak the truth. Hallelujah. For the word of Yah commands us to walk in the truth. And we need men today, especially in all these prophets, to stand in the truth of Yah. Not these melancholy and soft men. Have no power. To take authority. I take authority. I don't care where I go. Hallelujah. You are no man of authority. You will know him. I'll read a few more verses. Hallelujah. It says this in the book of Maccabees. Listen to it now. Just listen. In the book of Maccabees 4. 4 Maccabees 2 and 10. Listen to this. It says, for the Torah prevails. Listen now. It says this. And the book of Maccabees. So you all that do not have the lost book of what they call, quote, the Apocrypha, unquote. I don't like the word the Apocrypha. I don't like the Greek expression. You understand? But the book, it says in 4 Maccabees. All right. It says, for the Torah prevails. It has strength. It prevails even over affection for parents, so that virtue is not abandon for their sake. For the Torah of Yah prevail even over your emotions of your sensitivity to your parents, that you don't even lose the virtue of the Torah for their sake. Now that's from the book of Maccabees. Is that not, do you think that's truth in that? It is all truth. I don't care if it was in the book that was never found. That's profound. For the Torah of Yah prevails. It prevailed. So the Torah with Shava, it prevailed regardless of what her emotions were, her feelings were. And in Bavel, we got feelings, don't you? Our emotions, our feelings. For we feel for this one greater than that when the scripture tells us to love your neighbor as you hate them. And the reason you can't do that because you don't even love yourself. You don't even know how to love yourself. That's why I look at me in the mirror. No, I don't look at me in the mirror to see if I'm handsome or charming. The hell with that. Because it's all vanity. It's just an illusion. I look and say, boy, I love you. I really care for you. I like you. I love David. I'm not going to tell you, Lance, I don't love David. I love him much. I love him dearly. And I look at him and say, I love you. You're getting black spots on the eyes, the brown. I still love you, man. I tell you the truth, I love you. So you can't love nobody if you can't love yourself. And that's the problem with most folks. They don't love themselves. Come on, brothers and sisters. Even men and women, women have issue with weight in men. And they say, oh, I just hate myself. No, I don't hate myself. I love me. Look what I look like. Still love me. Where you going? I still love me. Don't have no Philly fly, but I still love me. I love you. I love you, man. I love you. You make me happy. Yeah, I love you. Yeah, look at me. I say, I love you. I love you, man. Still love him. I do that. I be doing that. Love you. Boom, 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 boom. I talk to me like that. Love you. I do that. And still love him. And still love David. You cannot love your neighbor unless you love you. And that's why it's difficult for you all to love someone. Because you don't love you. You got a problem with you. Where you look this about you. Well, what about that? How is that? How about that? It's on you. It's not on the one. You got a problem with it. It's on you. Hallelujah. That's why you don't know how to love. Hallelujah. Let me move on. And so the Torah prevails even over affection. For what reason? That you may retain your virtue, your purity. But that's daddy. No, 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 daddy. I think about, if you all don't know Dave Marotta down there in Walterboro, he died. How old was Dave Marotta? 60? He was a very vile, wicked man. All of those men. To stand with one of the most vilest perverts upon the face of the earth. To harbor his wickedness, and not to say, you child of hell, you wicked dog, and to denounce him and get on there and tell everybody, no, he's a liar. Well, they were participants. They were all eager to do the same thing. You understand. And you watched his wife go. I don't mock that. Yah takes no pleasure in the death of the wicked. None. He was a wicked man. I don't give a damn what you say. He was a wicked man. This false delusion that, oh, daddy got right on his deathbed. Daddy got nothing right. Daddy got nothing right. Daddy died and went to hell. Daddy was a wicked man. He would not even know if y'all spoke to him. You go about all these little emotions all you want to. Means nothing. And so they suddenly, not only did they covet, but they coveted the wickedness of a vile serpent of hell that was denounced before them and told he was a wicked man, but yet they strengthened this dog's hand. You understand? Because he was given to all that foolishness, he died before his time. Sure did. I thought they ate so healthy down there and such life. But the old fool is going to die too. And he must give an account of his wickedness. I say that to us, Israel, we shall lay down this earthen tabernacle. So we must have a testimony, like Hezekiah. And the only testimony we have is the living viability of the Torah of Yah, the man of Yahshua, That's all the only witness we have, Yisrael. And we must have that. We must. And so you cannot let anything, I don't care, feelings for sisters or brothers, or sons or daughters cannot supersede what the Torah teach. It cannot. I don't care what you think, man. It cannot supersede that. I don't care what you feel about son, daughter, children, even your jobs and all of that. It cannot supersede that. And so as we come near that time, then what we do, what? It's not the matter of how much money we make. It's what the offering we present unto him. That's what it's about. It's not about money. Look what scripture says. Yeah, he watches over the tzaddik. He watches his children, Yisrael. He provides for them. He provides for all Yisrael. Do you understand, Yisrael? He provides for us. I want to read this in my closing. It says here in Ezra. Two things I want to read in the book of Ezra. It says here in the book of Ezra. And it tells us this, Yisrael. It's concerning the evil seed that was sown in the beginning. And the prophet is in 3rd Ezra. It's in the lost books. So in 3rd Ezra, it says, there was a Melech. The Melech name was Uriel. Uriel. There was a Melech. That when Ezra cried to Yah, he cried to him for an answer, to give him an answer. And it says in Ezra 4:27, He said, I cannot comprehend the things that are promised to the righteous in time to come. He said, I don't understand, you know, your promises, Yah, to the Siddiq in time to come. For this world is full of unrighteousness and infirmities. Now, is this world not full of that? It's full of unrighteousness. The laborers, the hires are kept back. The poor, the indigenous poverty of the abject poverty. Infirmities and death. Look at this nation. Full of infirmities, isn't it? Sick. Our bodies are. We're broken at young ages. No energy. He said, but as concerning the thing whereof you ask me, I will tell you. This is what Uriel said to Ezra. For the evil is sown. Now, if it's sown, there's a seed, right? Yeshua speaks of that. I will show us. He says sown. But the destruction thereof is not yet to come. You tell me there has been a seed sown. And the end result of the sowing of the seed has not come to fruition. No, it hasn't. He said, if therefore that which is sown be not turned upside down, you got to turn the seed in. You must internalize the seed. What the enemy speaks to us, it turns inside our minds. And if the place where the evil is sown pass not away, then cannot it come that is sown with tov. And he says this emphatically in Ezra 3rd, Ezra 4:30, for the grain. Do you all hear that? It says in 3rd Ezra 4:30, for the grain of evil seed, zerah, has been sown in the heart of man from the beginning. Do you all hear that? For the grain of the Rasha, the Rach seed, has been sown in the heart of man from the beginning. Well, I don't believe that. Was it not evident in Cain and Abel? Was it not? It was sown. You see, the seed was sown in the heart from the beginning. And how much wickedness has it brought up unto this time? And how much shall it yet bring forth until the time of threshing comes. So Yah said the time of the threshing, that the seed, it must be threshed. And he's going to violently shake the nations. Yah's going to thresh. That's what you take with the wheat. You thresh it and beat the kernels out. And you will find the tare from the wheat. He's going to thresh it. He said that Uriel said, ponder now by yourself how great fruit now of wickedness the grain of evil seed has brought forth. Just one grain. We put one kernel of corn in the ground and we only get one ear of corn. Is that not right? We put one kernel of corn in the ground and we get one ear of corn. What is that? Many. And on that corn there are many kernels, is it not? So what one seed of wickedness, just that little seed you allow in your life, how great of wickedness it perpetrate, and how it spreads its damn tentacles. That's why I don't care who wickedness, something is wrong, something. I don't care if it's Sister Roberts. I'll get on it. And you all can handle the way I get on her. If she, no, you couldn't. You're too sponging down. Why'd I get on her? Because I get on me like that, and she's me. My greatest inspiration is me. Well, my wife is me. That time they do things I see out here humping and walking around here, and she's barely moving that cripple walk. That inspires me. It does. Come on. She inspires me because she is me. That's part of me. So if I get on her, I get on her the way I get on me. You understand? Huh? So my biggest inspiration comes from me. Sure does. So she inspires me because what? We're Ichabod. So she inspires me. She inspires me. Her strength, her tenacity, her faithfulness, her will. I watch that. I see it. We go somewhere, she reads the same books over and over. Same thing. All the books you got, you just read. Come on, woman. But the more I read, the more it becomes more fruitful to me, Pastor Rob. The more I understand. It motivates me. Well, we read the scriptures over and over. We should. And that is what motivates me. I understand that. Come on, Israel. He says, how great a wickedness a grain of evil bring forth. And when the ears shall be cut down, which are without numbers. That's why Dickie Minnie say a lot, abundant. Sister Hornback, I say a lot. She hasn't planted one corn seed, but she knows that the corn gives more than one ear. That's for right. When you all sit down and eat that corn on the cob, there's more than one kernel. That would not be tasted with just one kernel. Many kernels. How great a floor shall it feel? So when this wickedness is thrashed out of this nation, it's being thrashed. She's fallen, she's being thrashed. You see how great of wickedness, how the floor is filled with the wickedness of America, spread its tentacle throughout the nations of the world. Then I answered and said, how and when shall these things come to pass? Wherefore are our years few and evil? And he answered, saying, this is what he says, Uriel said to Ezra, do not you hasten above the Most High. What Yah commands us, let us do it. Within the frameworks of what he tells us. If he tells us to love our neighbors as ourselves, let's love them. He tells us to be kindly affectionate unto one another, do that. He tells us as much as lies within us, not what's in them, in you. You do tov unto everyone. I don't care what lies in this one, what lies in you, mother, you do tov unto her. That's not the issue. So don't exalt yourself above Yah. When you do that, you say, well, I don't see why I have to do that. Then you're exalting yourself above the Most High. He said, for in your haste is in vain. To be above him, for you have much to exceed. You're not going to exalt yourself above Yah. It's not going to be. The seed of the wicked, it is one that is perpetual. He also says, for then everyone obeyed. But now the matter of them which are created in this world, that is made are corrupted by a perpetual seed. You see, the wicked, they're corrupted by what is perpetual? It is without ceasing. There's a perpetual seed because Yah has planted it. Enmity against the seed of Yah and the seed of Shatan. And by the Torah, which is unsearchable, rid themselves. The only way you're going to rid yourself of that seed is by the Torah. You must search the Torah. Search the Torah, for in it you think you have eternal life, and you are the ones that testify me. That was what Yahshua was talking about. It was nothing about the Ketuvah or the Tanakh. You must search the Torah. Yahshua sums it all up here in Matitya, Matthew 13:37. He says this as he answered. Matthew's Matitya 13:37. He answered and said to them, he that sows the tov or the excellent zerah seed is the Ben Adam. Yahshua is the Son of Man. Is that according to scripture? The field is the world. And the tov zerah, the seed, are the children of the Malchut of the kingdom. That's the tov zerah, the seed. But the tares are the children of who? Wicked what? Wicked what? So that's specific, isn't it? So there are zero of the wicked one and the seed of the Sadiq. But for you, Yisrael, he protects us. And if there's anyone that could speak with profoundness on that, it was David. David. He says here as I close, in Tehillim, Psalms 37, verse 28. This is for your strength. You see, Yahweh, Psalms 37, 28. Does it say, read those first three words for me, if you have it. Huh? Love is what? I said the first three words now. For Yahweh loves mishpat. That's what he loved, judgment. Why do we hate it? Is that what it says, Israel? Yes. Yahweh loves judgment, and we hate it, don't we? Come on, Israel. For Yahweh loves judgment, and he azab. He forsakes not his kiddushim. He will never forsake us. They are shamah. They are preserved. They are guarded. He watched them forever. The seed, the zira of the wicked shall be karach. They shall be cut off. So he preserves the Sadiq, the righteous. So when he speaks to you and he judges you, you know that that's his love, for Yah loveth mishpats. He loves. And he shema, he preserves. He watch. He protects the zira. And Yahshua told us who the zira, amititia, as Yahshua spoke, who the zira, the seed of the righteous and the seed of the wicked. So we know who the seed of the righteous. He cut the seed of the wicked off from what? The Torah of life. There is no Torah of excellence in them, only in Yisrael. May Yah barak you all. You that are listening on the live stream, may the strength of Yah in your sure rest upon you and fill your love with great delight, with comfort, with great assurance. As we take great delight in this Shabbat, the Shabbaton of Yah, we may rest. I do pray that Yah has blessed and enriched you with some strength today, with some knowledge, and that the Torah teaching is evident in the fruit of our lives, that it is a reality, it is real. And then he shows us that we read the script in the latter end, that Yahweh loves mishpat. He loves judgment. He loves judgment. And again, I reiterate, oh wow, we have a full house here. Bless you all that are listening. Sister Oprah, if you're listening, Yah barak you, todah, for the excellent and wonderful gift. I certainly want to bring her here and so she can visit us. Yes, a very beautiful spirit, she really does. Very sweet sister. And so we bless you all that are listening. Brother Mike, Sister Mike, hello. Brother Alex, our friend, and all of you, wherever you are. Brother Person, Sister Mary, whomever, Brother Jerome James, and those that we don't know. So may he strengthen us. May he cause our love to rest in the assurance. He loves mishpats. Yah loves that. And so when Yah judges you, you ought to know he loves you. Musa to us, we get crazy. It's sad with that. We don't think like that. So Yah loves mishpat, and he preserves, he watches, he shemah, he keeps his people. But the wicked, they shall be kahah, they shall be cut off. May Yah reach you all. Come on, you all are singers, Brother Pat. You all are singing. Bless you all again, you that are listening. May Yah bless you all. I'm what now, all right? Hallelujah. And the virtue is going out. So may he strengthen you all. Let us stand to our feet as we close with this congregational song that we... I love it. May Yah bless you all, Yisrael. The riches and the fatness of Yahshua. Fill your levim today. All of you that are listening, may your love rejoice with the solidarity of Yah and Yisrael. Among all the bayit of Israel. Shalom, shalom.
rest upon Israel.
Protect us all this day as we rest, as we enjoy the Shabbat of our Abba. We delight in the wonderful blessings of Yeshua. In this Shabbat we shall rejoice and shout at the great Yeshua, the victory of Yeshua HaMashiach. We as Israel cry unto you with an offering of Torah Yah. Torah Yah. Torah Yah. Hallelujah.